Hey guys, Supreme here. Welcome to another episode. So today I want to rant, right? And it's this. Now, do you ever experience this where you're trying to communicate with a client or a co-worker or even your boss? So you send them an email or a WhatsApp message or something, whichever way, asking them a bunch of questions, and they pick and choose the ones that they want to answer. And they leave the rest out. And of course, sometimes the questions that they've chosen to answer are not the really imperative ones. They are not the poignant ones that you actually want them to address. And then you probably have to go back and pinpoint, you didn't answer this. Or I don't understand, where is the attention to detail? Because many times these things that happen are being done by people who require attention to detail from other people. And I don't know, it doesn't just make sense. If somebody sends you an email, read the email from top to bottom. Personally, what I do is, if you send me a bunch of questions and I have to answer them, I would probably just copy the questions and then start answering beside each one. So I know that I have attacked each question with an appropriate answer. But it's a very painful thing when somebody takes their time to structure out a bunch of questions, a list of questions, probably 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. And then you just open the email and answer one, or you answer two, and you think you're done. No, it's not. It doesn't make sense. Please, let's pay attention to detail. Let's look at the email properly, even if it's a WhatsApp message. I think what happens with many people is this, and here's it. You can come back for me all you want, but here's what I think happens. So if it's a WhatsApp message, I think you just bring down your notification bar, and you see the last question there, or you just see a particular question there, and you just haphazardly answer the question from there, because that's what you've seen. So you just answer right from the notification bar, not knowing that there are like 2, 3 other questions that the person has sent. And that's not fair. I mean, even if it's a client, it's not fair. If it's your subordinate or your colleague who has sent that to you, it's not fair, because you're stifling their work. Let's pay attention to detail. Let's actually look things through. Somebody took their time to send you a message. Consider it and send an appropriate response. Right? Okay. I think I'm done. I still remain supreme. Thank you for listening to my bant.